Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. Add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
How's that for a great way to start the show? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow. Those are some stunning numbers. Now, we're going to go over some more numbers later on the broadcast, but wow, stunning numbers. I titled this particular segment Trump's Flip. And it's a double entendre because it's effectively Trump flipping off the left, saying, oh, yeah, I was so horrible as a president, right? You didn't like me. You didn't want me to win. Then I give you great results. Then you pretend that the results were bad. You torpedo me at the end of my administration by faking this disease, running up the debt, and undoing an amazing economy that I built. And now you got Joey Demento to deal with. And you know what? You want me back. It's flipped. You heard the numbers? It was 55% of Americans saw Donald Trump's presidency. They see it as a success now. 44% is a failure, and it's flipped. People are now going, wait, you know what? I tell you, I take that back. You know, have you ever done a deal where you thought, you know what, this was a crappy deal or whatever, or you got the crappy end of a deal, and then you found out later, you know what? God, as the old saying goes, God closed one door and opened another. Maybe you got fired from a job and you thought, oh man, woe is me. And then you learn, uh-oh, it actually inspired me. I did better. It made a better me. It strengthened me. It honed, you know, stronger steel. Steel sharpened steel. When I got fired from Fox News, it was not a happy day in my family. And I'll be honest with you, it torpedoed my financial condition. You can't lose a solid six-figure job. I mean, I had other things to do, but I'm saying that was a supplemental income for 3 years. That's the kind of thing you can go to somebody and say, oh, well, who do you work for? I work for Fox News. Oh, well, yeah, let's go ahead and let's buy that house. Let's buy that car. You know? And I have no regrets. Zero regrets. But I'm telling you, it will impact your financial future. And Fox told me, oh, Kevin, if you don't capitulate, if you don't say the right thing, well, then you're going to go down the tubes. And maybe they were right to some degree, but you didn't get rid of me. And I can tell you this, as God is my witness, as I know there is a loving, living God, I will do better. And I know we're going to do better because we're getting ready to go public with a company. It took me years to do it. And I told people I would do it. And we're about to do it. Because God opened another door. So see, he closed that door on Trump and we thought, oh, man, this is horrible. No, it wasn't. It was being able to let people take a look. I'll talk in the next hour about Barack Obama. Everybody, we thought it was horrible. Barack Obama got elected. He was a horrible president. He's not a good human being. But I'm not going to blame him for the way he is because he played the political game. You can't get mad at Obama for playing a political game. You can't. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. You have to be Machiavellian. You have to be ready to jettison people. Like, he jettisoned his old pastor. Guy he sat in church with that spewed hatred about America. When it was time for Barack Obama to get elected, boy, Reverend Wright went, he was gone. Man, they used to be buddy buds. That's why when people say to me, Kevin, won't you run? I'm not running for office because the things you have to do, the decisions you have to make, I'd make them. I would. I'd say, okay, we got to bomb this. We got to do that. This person's got to go. You know, when you get into those kind of decisions, you have to have a mentality that says, it's like being a big hospital administrator. And they say, well, we got this person that came in. It's going to cost us $2 million to keep this homeless person alive. And you go, they got to die. You made that decision with a pet. You know, what is the value of your pet? There are crazy people that go, man, I'll do anything for my dog. They mortgage their house. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I won't. I have a number. Love B-Boy. Love him. Love my dog. But I got a number where I go, all right, vet, it's time for us to look at to Kevorkian the dog. We had to make that decision with one of my other dogs. We had a pound save. She had to get her leg amputated because she had cancer. And Melissa and I looked at each other and said, okay, this is the number. They come back with this, she's got to get euthanized. They come back with this, we'll do it. It was $800 for them to amputate her leg, and we paid it. She walked around with three legs for the better part of a year. She lasted another year. But if it had gone over 1,000, old Tahoe was gone. God love her. Yeah, I mean, you got to make tough decisions. That's just the way the world works. That's why I don't want to be in politics. I got to make enough tough decisions right now. I cried like a baby when my dogs died. I was devastated. I remember the day we had to put Tahoe down. We took her to the park and she seemed all good. The day before, she could barely move. I was taking her out to use the bathroom. I had to carry her out. The day we were going to put her down, she's all chipper. And the vet told us that that's just the way it is. But she is going to die fast. Sad, sad time. But you got to make those decisions. And there are people that have to make those decisions. And I don't want to be one. And there are people who make little big decisions along the way that say, I can no longer be friends with them. I can no longer do this or that. I don't want to jettison my friends. I don't want to. I like them too much. I love them. Anyway, that poll for Joe Biden is ugly. Ugly. 55% of Americans now see Trump as a success. 44% say it was a failure. But that there's a big part of that number that's just going to be who it is. Trump could have given everybody $1 billion. And I mean, it'd be worth a billion. He could have given them all a yacht and a fancy house or whatever, all the clothes they wanted. I still hate Donald Trump. Joe Biden's numbers are horrible. Many, many people consider him a failure. Over 60%. We'll get more into it in a bit. Hey, folks, glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden, the $81 million man, having his problems in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I should say. Here's what the Washington Digest wrote. They said, Biden's political stronghold in Pennsylvania is facing challenges from within his own party. An unexpected surge in write-in votes in a recent Democratic primary highlights growing unrest, with over 60,000 Pennsylvania Democrats opting to express their dissatisfaction, not by supporting the incumbent, but by registering protest votes. The campaign against Biden's candidacy was spearheaded by Uncommitted PA, a group opposing his foreign policy moves, particularly towards the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Talk about, I call it, you know, Biden's rock in his hard place. He can't appease our partner, Israel, without offending the terrorists who he have. I mean, I don't know who terrorists would want. Joe Biden is the best president ever for terrorists. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network. This group, formed merely a month before the primary, aimed to garner at least 40,000 protest votes, but surpassed their goal significantly. This is a group I could get behind. You know, they set a 40,000 goal and they get 50% higher, another 20,000 to over 60,000 write-in votes. That's significant. If I got that many people to listen to my radio show, it'd be worth, I don't know, what, $600,000 a year? Yeah. 60,000 people listening to my show every day. Those of you who listen every day, I appreciate you. Those of you who are one of the four, I'm laughing because I'm so happy about my four people that pay me $5 a month on Spreaker to get the show. What a deal. I love when people vote. Look, it's one thing to yeah, Kevin, I'm a listener. I mean, that's a great thing. I'm very happy to have listeners. But it's another when somebody says, not only am I going to be a listener, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you survive. So think about these 60,000 people in a battleground state that said, Joe Biden, we'll teach you a lesson. What are the write-in votes for Donald Trump? Just curious. I don't think it's as many. Something tells me it's not. Joe Biden went to Pennsylvania, Scranton. You know, he's a scrapper from Scranton. And he couldn't fill a phone booth with the number of people who showed up. He's a pariah in his home states of Delaware and Scranton, Pennsylvania. Uncommitted. By the way, Uncommitted didn't spend a whole lot of money. They did all volunteer. They mobilized on March the 25th, and within a month, they had 60,000 voters. People that went to, you know, I don't know how they did it. They could have hired mules, for all I know. But I wouldn't care. You could hire mules. You could do the Postal Service. You could do whatever you want to do to cheat Biden. I wouldn't care. But I don't think they cheated him. I think they got 60,000 legitimate peoples that did not want no Joe Biden. Let's see. They said the substantial number of write-in votes in this primary nearly doubled those in 2020 and exceeded those in the 2016 primary. Marked increase in voter dissatisfaction over time. Why do I tell you this? This isn't us. Here's what we didn't do. We didn't get a group of Republicans together and say, hey, listen, let's go in there and vote for Nikki Haley against Joe Biden. We didn't do anything. The process is playing itself out. Democrats themselves said, we don't want no Joe Biden. I love it. You do too. You're probably smiling a little bit right now. We don't want no Joe Biden. And it ain't just Pennsylvania, kiddies. No siree. The Abandon Biden movement, initiated during the Michigan primary, has expanded its reach to Super Tuesday states and beyond, reflecting a national sentiment. This is what they're writing about this. According to the National Uncommitted Group, rather, around 560,000 protest votes have been recorded across swing states. Over 500,000 votes across swing states. So what that means, these are people that say anybody but Biden. Now, Biden's already got major problems. He's got major issues. I talked about it the other day. Joe Biden doesn't have any true supporters. He has people that hate Donald Trump and virtue signal that they like Joe Biden. That's it. They don't like him. What is there to like about Joe Biden? Be honest. Is it his trophy narcissistic wife or is it his crackhead son? What would you want to be around this guy? Would you invite Joe Biden to your party because you're like, oh, man, it would be so cool to have Joe Biden at a party? Look, people don't even really know me, but I could just have a picture with me smiling and Joe Biden and give it to some Democrats and say, who would you rather have at your party? They'd say that token black man so we could act like we like black people. That's who would be there. That's who they would pick. And then they would go, and he's also cute. He's very cute. Even if they knew my politics, they would pick me over Joe Biden. Significant challenge, they say, this poses to Joe Biden's campaign strategy. What campaign strategy. The bankrupt Donald Trump, demonized Donald Trump, jailed Donald Trump strategy that ain't working? Hey, Joe, is this thing on? Joe Biden, they say, he won by a narrow margin in the previous election. Yeah, right. He didn't win. And this is the new, and by the way, we have more. You ready? We have more. This is, look, this is across the board. By the way, you can think of, oh, this is the reason they're doing this is because of Israel and Hamas. They're doing this because Joe Biden sucks as a president. He's horrible. There is nothing anybody's looking at going, ooh, I love me some Joe Biden. I love my inflation. I love the price of my gasoline and, you know, my groceries and I can't eat. I love not being able to go out and take a vacation or have a job where the standard of living, exceeds the cost of living. No, we love us some Joe Biden. They can't stand that man. You ready for this, though? I got something for you. I got something for you right here. You ready? 2/3 of registered voters call Joe Biden a failure. You want to hear it again? 2/3 of registered voters say that Joe Biden has been a failure. There's no poll you're going to find legitimate where Joe Biden fares well. There's not one. If you see a positive poll about Joe Biden, I guarantee you it's a Democrat internal poll because they want to be able to report something that gives them bragging rights. It will not be a poll of regular citizens that vote yada yada because it would be horrible for Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Dozens of protesters taking their demonstration into a building at Columbia University in New York, barricading the doors and hanging a Palestinian flag out of a window. The public safety department said access to the campus had been limited to students and some employees, but apparently people are climbing into dorm windows from off campus to join the protest. Week three of former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial kicks off in New York City, with testimony expected to get into the documents that detail the paper trail tied to the 34 counts of falsifying business records that Trump faces. He's pled not guilty to all charges. Four law enforcement officers are dead, at least four others injured after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Literally less than 2 weeks ago. Is that the right way to put it? Literally? I can tell you this, less than 2 weeks ago, the media, fake news media, wanted to convince us that Joe Biden was closing the gap. We talked about it, I did two segments on it a few shows ago. Here is one of the clips where they say Joe Biden was closing the gap.
Joe Biden has closed the gap somewhat with Donald Trump, offering glimmers of a potential rebound for the president in this year's election campaign. A new Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll shows Trump leading Biden 47-43 across seven crucial battleground states. But importantly, Trump is no longer leading in all seven of those states. Biden has pulled ahead in Wisconsin by one percentage point and into a tie in two other states, Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trump, meanwhile, continues to lead in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, but Biden narrowed the gap in five of the seven states. This poll has good news for both presumptive nominees. For Trump, the poll shows Biden continues to poll poorly on questions like, who do you trust most to manage the economy? And of course, Trump continues to lead overall and has now for 6 months in a row. But for Biden, this poll shows momentum in a good trajectory. It also ekes out a potential path for him to get a narrower victory than he had in 2020. Three states that he's tied or a little bit ahead in are so-called blue wall states. These are states that have historically leaned Democratic, and Biden can win the White House with just those three of the seven if other things go his way.
The biggest crock of nonsense that you could try to push on the American people. The biggest crock of nonsense. I talked about it at the time, but I want to put it into more context because it's only gotten worse. And what's funny is, here's Trump, he's leading all the way up to this point. Then suddenly there's this new thing. Oh, the polling shows Biden. Biden is winning in Michigan, and he's close. I mean, in Wisconsin, and he's tied in two states, Pennsylvania and Michigan. You know what happened in both of those states? Joe Biden got fingered. They shot the finger at him. Little kids. Joe Biden, he lamented it himself. Oh, I don't understand. There's all these signs that people are telling, you know, F Biden, and little kids 7 and 8 years old are flipping me off, flipping me the bird. Yeah. I want you to understand, this was all within a 2 week. Well, as that clip said, Trump was leading for 6 months. Then something happened. What happened? I keep asking everybody, what happened? Did the border get closed? Did we end the war with Ukraine? What happened? Did unicorns start, you know, farting gold ingots or what? Nothing happened. Except they were trying a trial balloon to see how, will people believe it? Will they go for it? Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. Yes, this show is not your normal show. Call it whatever you want. It's uncouth.
And Kevin, he talks of farting in buttocks. In crotchular regions and naughty bits. How dare he? Yeah, the old sanctimonious crowd among us. Hey, be sanctimonious all you want. Be happy there's somebody out there willing to be on that wall. Stand on that wall. Because I'm one of them. And I think the overwhelming majority of the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show are the same way. Hey, thanks for the phone calls. We'll play a few of these. Maybe we'll play them this show. I'm not sure. But we love getting your phone calls and understanding what it is you want to talk about. What's on your mind? I also like sharing with you things that come up in my brain. And I'm going to do a segment on the fallibility of human beings, how fallible we are, and how tough we are as conservatives on ourselves. You know, leftists call us warmongers. They tell, oh, these are the people that will attack you at a rally. They will kill you. They hold insurrections. You know, they're racist. They're sexist. They're this. They're that. They say all these different things about us. And I'm going to tell you, no matter what they say about us, we are tougher on ourselves than they could ever be. And they're lying. They're lying about us. And we're still tough on ourselves. But we're not tough on ourselves on the lies. We're tough on ourselves on the things that matter. Are we really being the best human beings we can be? But it has nothing to do with what these people are talking about. Nothing. Anyway, Joe Biden, tough spot. Closing the gap, right? 47-43, Trump's leading him in these battleground states, according to that Bloomberg. But they did a poll, and they released it. They found that 49% of registered voters backed Trump over Biden, 43%, in a head-to-head matchup. Now, personally, I don't believe Biden gets over 43. I don't believe Biden gets over 40% in any poll whatsoever. I don't believe it. I think Biden's lucky if he's at 40%. The poll also found that 61% of registered voters who were questioned considered Biden's presidency so far a failure. 61%, which means 39% don't believe it to be a failure. See, that's more in line with what I'm thinking. That's probably closer to right. Because 40% of this country is jacked up no matter what. They said it's a dip over the 41% approval from voters at the start of the year. Well, what's happened since the start of the year? Well, inflation's worsened. We've sent more money to Ukraine. Nothing's been resolved with Biden and his son and these crooked dealings that they have. I could go on. But Joe Biden is done. There is no area where Joe Biden's improved. Not in the last year, not in the last 3 years. So I love it when they test. And that's why I always want to tell you, I'm paying attention. I'm sure you are too. But I'm paying attention. I'm watching. I'm going, mm-mm. I cry foul. Nope, not playing pull my finger on that one, folks. They get this. Republicans are now more unified around the idea that of Trump's presidency was a success than Democrats are that Biden's have been. 92% overall of Republicans call Trump's time in office a success. 73% of Democrats say Biden has been a success thus far. See, that doesn't even jive. 61%, because they're looking at all voters, 61% of all voters, which includes Republicans. So 73% of Democrats don't believe Biden's done a good job, which means 27% of them think that they do think he did a good job. 27% don't. And overall, from the nation, 61% don't believe that he's done a good job as president. So when I talk about Republicans being sticky, Donald Trump being sticky, Donald Trump gets your attention and he keeps your attention. Now, here's a crucial question you should ask yourself. Would Joe Biden, is he likely to, you know, in other words, are people going to stick with him? When it comes time to pulling that lever, who are you? Are you going to think about Joe Biden and go, he's a nice guy? But I can't vote for him. Are you going to go, he's a nice guy, but and I'm going to go ahead and pull the lever for him? Or do you go, he's a scumbag, but I still think I'll pull the lever for him. Or he's a scumbag, and I'm not going to pull the lever for him. Then apply that to Trump. See, Trump, you can go, well, he's a scumbag, but I was doing a lot better under him. See, I'm going to call it the scumbag factor. The scumbag factor, Trump already has an advantage because people already think he's a scumbag. He has no decency. He's uncouth. He's this, he's that. Okay, well, you know that. But you did better. See, that's a measure that you're never going to see a poll on that. But that's a good poll. See, when your fall from grace for Biden is, oh, he's such a great guy. He could be everybody's grandpa, everybody's Uncle Joe, everyday American. And then you find out, nope, he's a demented old clown, crooked as the day is long. And, you know, I mean, what's the fall from grace for that? It's pretty substantial, wouldn't you say? The Joe Biden and the Democrats, man, I would hate to be them. They go on, they say, voters gave Biden low scores on the economy and inflation, 34% and 29% ratings respectively. 62% of those say the economy is deeply important, leaning for Trump. The economy. Look, I keep telling you guys, I understand the implications of immigration. And I talked about Drea Mateo from The Sopranos, who looked at immigration and went, this is crazy. And that's what did it for her. There is a faction of those. I'm not debating that. And it certainly immigration got blown up when they started giving out SNAP cards and things like that. But this economy, I know it because I feel it every time I go to the grocery store, every time I gas up, every time I have a conversation with people about it. I'm just reminded over and over and over of how bad it is, how much money wasted. Biden can talk all he wants about there's opportunity, there's jobs, I've created jobs. Doesn't matter. Joe Biden and gasoline has cost me tens of thousands of dollars more. Rent, tens of thousands of dollars more. Food, thousands of dollars more, maybe tens of thousands, and cut much more quality out of my life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
We played that clip the other day, and it absolutely, it look, I would tell you, oh, it brings joy to my heart or whatever. It doesn't bring anything. I already know that's exactly what's going on. There's nothing new there for me. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Nothing new. Those numbers don't shock me. I'm not surprised. Like, oh, my gosh, Trump is making a resurgence. You know, the only thing that shocks me is when they go, oh, Trump only leads Biden 47 to 42 or, you know, 43 to whatever. It's a 4-point gap or a 5-point gap. I'm like, whatever. It's a double-digit gap. Don't try to fool me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Immigration, crime, and gun policy, extremely important issues, with health care, abortion, and Supreme Court nominations lagging. Did you hear what I said? Health care, abortion, Supreme Court lagging. Oh, and you know what else is lagging farther behind that? Protection of the democracy. The Democrats always want you to think, well, they're protecting something. It's a line between us and them. If they get in control, it'll be chaos and anarchy and Marxism and all this, all the things that you're currently under. You remember getting locked down for nothing? You remember getting treated like a second-class citizen because you dare say it's my body and I'm not going to put anything in it? Look, I'm a dude. I'm never carrying a child. I didn't even need to think, what am I going to do for the baby, the unborn? It was just me. And you know what just me said? I don't want any part of your vaccination. Just me said, look, I'm going to die one day. I don't know what from, but it won't be this. And even if it were, I still would roll the dice versus taking that death poke. Every single day, something comes up about the death poke. Every single day. We don't talk about it. It's not as mainstream news as it was, other than Fauci's going to testify this week. But other than that, it's gone by. I told you the Democrats would back away and act like nothing happened. Jimmy Kimmel, who didn't want you to get hospitalization. People that didn't want you to be able to travel or go places in public. There were people that wanted you jailed. And some people were jailed if they didn't have a mask. What do you say to all those folks? And you know what all those people that were for all that? Oh, well, given the information at the time, you know what? We made the decision not to get vaccinated. We made the decision that, you know what? We don't trust this government. We don't trust the narrative. Who was right and who was wrong? So if you tell me this person's an expert and this is what they recommend and nothing turns out to be true, who are the real experts? Why are those experts getting paid and these experts over here are getting punished? Just asking. It's a logical question. I'm not walking you down. This isn't Plato and Socrates and contemplating existentialism. This is regular routine common sense stuff. I may go down in the history books as some big deal at some point. People are like, have you ever thought of the Kevinisms? Have you studied the Kevinisms, the great thinkers, the great philosophers? I don't consider myself a great philosopher. I really don't. I marvel at the people that saw things for the first time and were really observing. I wish I had more time to do it because I am pretty good at it. But the things I come on this show and share, in my opinion, aren't that big of a deal. They fall in line more with common sense. And yet, we find ourselves in these cyclical battles with these people all the time over common sense stuff. The biggest fear I have is knowing how big of a gap there is right now between the sane people in America, who represent 70%+ of the country, and the 30% who's running it, and how we can have a 40-point gap and we still can't win. And for the life of me, and I've said it on multiple shows, where in the heck are these feckless Republicans? Why are they not doing something to actively promote our message? I haven't seen one political ad, one PAC ad, no nothing. The only people doing stuff to promote Republican and conservatism are people like me. The Republican Party, and I don't know where their money is. I know they got Lara and this other guy now running the show. I want to see some ads. I want to see something that's moving the needle on the other side. I want Donald Trump to put a message out to black folks, to Latinos, to women, to the LGBT community, to the people at large, to every battleground state. I want to see things running where Donald Trump says, look, they've been lying to you for decades. They act like they care. They act like they care about, you know, black folks, women, LGBT, Latinos, whatever. They act like they care about being good fiscal stewards of your money and a host of other things. All blatant lies. I have a question for you. Will things improve for Joe Biden, or will they get worse? Think about it. Don't just do a knee-jerk action, because you could say, well, the economy could improve, the stock market could improve, he could get us out of the war with Ukraine, he could get Putin on tilt, he could push the Chinese in different ways, whatever. There's a lot of levers out there to be pulled, a lot of plates spinning in the air. Maybe Joe Biden's able to keep them all up there. Maybe inflation goes down, the price of goods go down, enough to where people go, see, his economy's kicking in, look at it. We're less than 200 days away. What, 190? I don't know what the number is, but it's less than 200 days. Maybe Joe Biden finds a silver bullet. Or maybe things get worse. All the indicators are it's getting worse. The inflation number rose year over year. I don't think employment's doing any better, or unemployment is doing any better. I don't think companies are faring better. In fact, I haven't looked at the layoff report, but I will bet you money, if you look at the layoff report, would companies with more than, 50 or 100 employees have to tell you who's going to get laid off in a certain amount of time? I bet if you look at that report, it would be so shocking and damning that the Biden administration would cover it up. Why aren't we talking about this? Joe Biden says he's doing great. Where are the Republicans to counter the narrative? I know it's not. I know it's not the case. Inflation is surpassing your wages. So how could it be better? You're trying to buy a house? Look at the interest rate on a house. What house could you have bought today versus 4 years ago? What would have been your interest rate? How much house? In other words, if you were going to buy a $500,000 house a year ago, 4 years ago, what would the mortgage be versus now? Now, I have another question for you. What about Trump? Are things going to get better for Donald Trump, or are things going to get worse? And when I say better, is he going to get out of these court cases? Is he going to thwart the Democrats in these egregious acts that they're doing? Is he going to fundraise and raise more money than Biden? How's his campaign strategy? What are the polls saying about Donald Trump today? What do you think they're going to be saying about him in 3-4 months? Is it up or down? Do you think most people believe that Donald Trump could get us out of wars, that he didn't get us in any, so he probably could get us out of this one? That he's going to put more pressure on the Chinese? That he's not bought and sold? That there are no suspicious activity reports or 20 LLCs paying off a dozen members of his family? You think he's going to get out of these frivolous court cases that these people are throwing? What do you think the public opinion has been so far of Donald Trump in these cases? Because I've seen the polls. I think most people know this to be BS. What do you think? Is it going to get better or worse for Trump in the days going ahead? Who's mentally more fit? They talked about Donald Trump in a debate, and there's a clip, and the guy says, maybe we'll play this in the next hour, but the guy goes, Joe Biden is not prepared for this. He's not. Donald Trump is ready to go. You may not like his debate style. He will know all the facts. He will have his administration to compare it to. He can compare the numbers to Joe Biden, who will rain, oh, look at my unemployment numbers and blah, 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 which is all smoke and mirrors. And Trump is just going to bludgeon him. And of course, is Joe Biden's mind going to be better at the time of the debate or not? You tell me. All rhetorical questions I'd like you to answer. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.